Hey, I'm your host Seamus with Xbox360Fan.moonfruit.com podcast. I recently wanted to change up the way this show goes to be more episodic. It's just been kind of hard finding like an audio editing tool that does what I need it to, but I found one, so I'm going to be making better episodes with more structure. So anyway, I just set up a forum. You can go to Xbox360Fanboards.forumer.com. And also, I've been working a lot on the website, and I've been improving it, so don't complain. Actually, do complain to me at sl123000@aim.com, or tell me what you don't like about the show. So anyway, in this episode of the podcast, I'll review 99 Nights and Viva Pinata. I will preview Lost Planet and Command & Conquer 3, and I'll talk about an easy way to earn achievement points and the Xbox 360 HD DVD drive. I'll also be looking at the Xbox Live's movie and TV feature, which is a new feature of Live, and a new live arcade game, Robo Blitz. So, 99 Nights. It's like a Dynasty Warriors kind of game, but much better than Dynasty Warriors 5. It takes more of an advantage of the 360's power by putting more enemies on the screen with less slowdown and much cooler combos and a much better story. In 99 Nights, you get 7 characters and stories, which all play into the same weird plot. With Xbox Live play, I would consider giving this game a better score. It's such a shame because co-op would have worked great in this game. Achievements are like getting A rank in all levels with all characters, which is pretty hard. To completing a character, to completing a special mission, they're all pretty hard. The full list of achievements will be posted soon on the website. Still, because this game is average and has a good story and is a solid alternative to shooters, which at this point seem a little played out to me, I give it a 7 out of 10 rent or a 5 out of 10 buy. So, on to Viva Pinata. Viva is a godlike game that was released by Rare. Basically, you are the god of a garden. You, the player, have to grow in that garden to get more pinatas to join your garden. Like all things, they have wars and kill each other, but this game is different. They eat the insides. But the insides are candy. It's a little disturbing, though. The game appears to be a child's game because it's like colorful and stuff, but this game is pretty freaking hard to play. It's really complex. I guess it's one of those kind of games that like a parent can play with their kid in the room or whatever, but despite its appearance, this game is very good. So with many options and different things you can do, you should definitely buy it. I give it a 4 out of 10 rent or a 9 out of 10 buy. I say this because once your rental's over, you're gonna want it back. So, on to hardware. Recently, a hardware peripheral came out that allows your 360 to play HD DVD movies. I would have to say, I was astounded. It looks really good. It's capable of 1080p. I just saw it on 1080i TV. But on 1080p, it's available through VGA cables, and those discs can store 30 gigabytes. This is a nice peripheral, but I don't want to see Microsoft put it into the new 360 design in like a later model, because that would like rip everyone else off. So, on to Lost Planet. Lost Planet's a arcade-style third-person shooter. It's pretty cool. You can use a grappling hook and climb up and onto walls and shoot a lot of stuff. There's a demo on the marketplace online and a single-player demo. Check it out. It's only like 300 MB, I think. I'd have to say, from the demo, I can't really give such an accurate preview as of now. I guess I would probably rate this my next show. That would probably be when I get it, around the 15th, I think, or something like that. Hold on, let me check that up for you. Checking Google. Wikipedia. I hate Wikipedia. All right, release date is is 12th of 2006. I mean 2007. I'll keep you posted on any new news. I don't really have much to say about this game, so I'm basically just gonna paraphrase the shit from Wikipedia as I go. Wayne is your character's name, and he can use a lot of cool gun stuff, and you get to pilot these cool as hell mech things. But you would think you're like a powerful dude, but you're not. You're just a huge target. Capcom is aiming for 32 player online, which sounds kind of insane right now. In the multiplayer demo, you have just 16, and that seemed kind of like a lot. But I don't know. It's about the story. I don't think anyone would care because multiplayer is gonna be the coolest part. Oh, wait a second. I heard there's some problem with the text being too small. Just like Dead Rising. I'll read the statement. Can't find it. Had it somewhere. Oh well. Capcom says that the game will be able to detect if you have an HD TV, and make your text small because it looks good like that. But if you have an old standard TV, it will make the font big. Because of my old TV, the text looked like shit. So on to Command and Conquer 3. This is a really short preview and not very good. But this is just what I know right now. Command & Conquer 3 is one of the best RTS games ever released. Arguably, but I think it is. But unfortunately, Electronic Arts bought out Westwood, which was the developing company for CNC, which was a great game. But like every other great game and franchise EA buys out, they turn it into a mediocre industrialized game. It's the same exact thing every release. I personally hate EA, but that's just my opinion. So on to the next. So on to an easy way to earn achievement points. To earn points quickly and easily, just go and rent cars. It's a short racing game that can suck. That you can suck dry of achievement points fairly easily in like 5 hours. 1,000 quick, or go to Burger King and pick up those little games. They're like 200 achievement points each. It's like an arcade game, but they're pretty fun to play, and they're like $12 for all three. So that's like 600. So by the end of the day, you got like 1,600. And now onto the TV and movie features of Xbox Live. So now you can download, watch HD and SD downloads of TV shows and movies. The movies are kind of pricey, but it's good. You rent the movies, you don't keep them, but you can keep the TV shows, which is nice. Hard drive limitations may make them upgrade the hard drive soon, which is nice, because I only have like 2 gigabytes left out of my 20, out of my like 12 they give you. So, that was kind of short, but on to the next section of the podcast, the arcade section. Onto the arcade section of the show, where I give you a rating on an arcade game based on the demo, because I'm too cheap to pay for the full version. So, RoboBlitz, it's one of the nicest arcade games I've ever played graphically and gameplay-wise. RoboBlitz uses the Unreal Engine 3, which is a lot for an arcade game, but the combat is pretty good, but it's not great. Basically, you just have to solve a bunch of puzzles and stuff and get these missions done. Seems very long, but then again, I was only playing the demo. I would say that you should try this game before you buy it because it's a little glitchy and a little awkward at times. But overall, very good. 9 out of 10, buy it. So this has been your host, Seamus, with Xbox360Fan.moonfruit.com. This podcast was recorded on December 24th, 2006. My gamer tag is Seamus L. That's Shamusl. Thank you for listening. Keep the downloads coming. And good night to you all.